Amen. We had an awesome kids camp yesterday. We had about how many kids? 24. Yeah, we had an awesome time planting the word in those kids' hearts that they'll never forget. Amen. Hallelujah. Make sure you get a handout. Everything you need to know is on there. Just want to give everybody an update on Danny. You know, he hasn't been here for a few Sundays. He came last Sunday. But he's having some issues with his heart. But God has given us a word of Psalms 57. My heart is fixed, O Lord. My heart is fixed. I will sing and make music to you. So if you don't see him for a few Sundays, he's at home catching a healing. Amen. So remember to lift him up. And for those of you that may not know Danny, he's back there at the back door taking care of business. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. A couple of Wednesday nights, we were praying, and the Lord spoke a word, and he said to go ahead and release it to you this morning. And one of the words he said was upgrade. How many is ready for an upgrade? So God is saying there's an upgrade coming to your life. Upgrade means to raise something to a higher standard. It means to improve the quality, value, effectiveness, or performance of something. So God wants somebody to know this morning. Anybody going to be the somebody? Amen. Anybody going to be the somebody? The seed that you've sown is sprouting. And now is the time to look with expectation toward the harvest. As that seed begins to return to you, there is an upgrade planned for you in this house. What you have sown will produce and will spring in and through most unusual places. I mean, remember the testimonies last week of the mailbox blessing. Amen. What you have sown will produce and will spring in through most unusual places. Be open to what God is doing in this season. Amen. Look for God in unexpected places and unexpected sources. And don't put him in a box. Let your praise kick him out of that box as he begins to reveal to you more and more of who he is. The word tells us in Ephesians, now to him who is able to carry out his purpose and do superabundantly more than all that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our greatest prayers, hopes, or dreams, according to his power. All of this happens according to his power that is work within us. Tell your neighbor, the word is working mightily in me. Amen. Go ahead and lay your hands on your belly and say, the word is working mightily in me. Because church, that's where the power is at, is the word. And then you get a hold of word, that's where the power is at. Isaiah 55 tells us, so will be my word, which goes forth out of my mouth, it'll not return to me void. Useless, without results, without accomplishing what I have desired. And without succeeding in the matter for which I sent it. When we begin to speak what God has already spoken, it creates an atmosphere around us for miracles. We can create the atmosphere around us for death or defeat, or we can create the atmosphere around us with hope, blessings, and miracles. Amen. How do you choose to affect the atmosphere around you is how life is lived out. So we choose today to create the atmosphere around us with the word that's already spoken. Because whatever you need, church, is already there. Whatever you need is already there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Bobby and Vivian, the Lord says to you today that my provision is highly upon you and you're highly favored of God. And you're going to begin to walk into a season of God's blessings like you have never known. I speak God's continued healing over your body from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. That which God has planted you in days past, God said it's now for the harvest. And for you began to look forward to that harvest that even now is sprouting up. For even in the days ahead, God says you're going to reap that which you have sown and that which you have labored even in the house of God in times past. That has not gone unnoticed. And he said now you begin to reap what you have sown. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And Father, we thank you for your anointing that's in this place today. Destroy every yoke in the name of Jesus. And we decree and declare that now faith is. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. And the church said, amen.
God is good all the time. He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good.
God is good
all the time.
All the time.
Through the darkest night, His light will shine. 'Cause God is good.
God is good.
God is good.
God is good
all the time. God is good.
God is good
all the time.
All the time.
He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good.
God is good
all the time.
All the time.
And through the darkest night, His light will shine. God is good.
God is good.
God is good,
God is good
all the time. If you're walking through the valley, and there are shadows all around, do not fear. He will guide you. He will keep you safe and sound. For He has promised to never leave you nor forsake you. And His word is true. God is good.
God is good
all the time.
All the time.
He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good,
God is good
all the time.
All the time.
And through the darkest night, His light will shine. God is good,
God is good,
God is good,
God is good
all the time. We were sinners, so unworthy. Still for us He chose to die. Filled us with His Holy Spirit, now we can stand and testify that His love is everlasting, and His mercy they will never end. God is good,
God is good
all the time,
all the time.
He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good,
God is good
all the time.
Time.
Through the darkest night, His light will shine. God is good.
God is good.
God is good.
God is good
all the time. Though I may not understand all the plans You have for me, my life is in Your hand, and through the eyes of faith I can clearly.
God is good,
God is good all the time,
all the time.
He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good,
God is good
all the time,
all the time.
Through the darkest night, His light will shine. God is good,
God is good,
God is good,
God is good
all the time. Though I may not understand all the plans You have for me, my life is in Your hands, and through the eyes of faith I can clearly see.
God is good, God is good
all the time,
all the time.
Put a song of praise in this heart of mine.
My God is good,
God is good
all the time,
all the time. Through the darkest night, His light will shine. God is good.
God is good.
God is good.
God is good.
My God is good.
God is good.
God is good.
God is good.
You know He's good.
God is good.
God is good.
God is good
all the time.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Woo. Thank you,
hallelujah.
Jesus. Amen.
Woo.
Amen.
There's more people in the house than this lady. Ain't that right?
Thank you, Jesus.
Because I just said my God is good. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
You know, we serve an awesome God. Amen. Hallelujah. And thank you, Jesus, again. Ain't that right?
Yes.
You know what amazes me? You know what amazes me? I have been to basketball games and do to shoot a three-pointer and knock it out. And, man, they are raised the roof. It's unreal. Just stand close to the stadium. You can hear all the people roar in that particular stadium. But it's funny. We can come to a house of God and people sit around like they're supposed to be quiet at a church house. That impresses me. That impresses me. I'm like, now, wait a minute. Now, what's the deal here? But anyway, though I may not understand
all the plans you have for me, my life is in your hands, and through the eyes of faith I can clearly see
God is good.
God is good
all the time.
All the time He put a song of praise in this heart of mine.
God is good
all the time,
all the time.
Through the darkest night, His light will shine.
God is good,
God is good,
God is good,
God is good.
My God is good,
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 God is good
all the time. Thank you, Jesus.
Woo. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah. Mm. Oh, thank you, Jesus. You know, I know we're not supposed to claim anything negative that goes on in your life, but things do happen, amen? And it's really awesome that it's all in the plan. I mean, it may not be all in the plan, your bad circumstances. But it's all in the plan of you being able to walk through that circumstance. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, it's a done deal. It's already, as Shirley said, it's a done deal.
Amen.
It's already done. Ain't that awesome? That
Amen.
we have someone that thinks so highly of us to send his son here to die for us. Amen. For us. That's just it just really, oh, it is awesome. Breathtaking sometimes to think that I'm really worthy of that. Or think that I really deserve that. You know? No, we don't. But with that being said, it's still a magnificent thing. Mm-hmm. Amen. Hallelujah. Go ahead.
Hey. Wonderful, so wonderful is your unfailing love. Your cross has spoken mercy over me. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no heart could fully know how glorious, how beautiful you are. Beautiful one I love, beautiful one I adore, beautiful one my soul loves. Your glory fills the skies. Your mighty works displayed for all to see. The beauty of your majesty awakes my heart to see. How marvelous, how wonderful you are. Beautiful one. One I adore, beautiful one, my soul must say. Beautiful one I love, beautiful one I adore, beautiful.
opened my eyes to your wonders anew. You captured my heart with this love. 'Cause nothing on earth is as beautiful as you. You opened my eyes to your wonders anew. You captured my heart with this love. 'Cause nothing on earth is as beautiful as you. Beautiful one I love. Beautiful one I adore. Beautiful one my soul must stay. Beautiful one I love. Beautiful one I adore. Beautiful one my soul must stay.
Serve a mighty God, amen? Yes, we do. You know, life is a precious thing, amen? But sometimes we forget to look at the big picture. I don't want to pass away no time soon. Don't plan on it. Don't want it to happen. But we're passing through this time. This is the road to eternity, amen?
Yes.
You know, we got to go through here to get to where we're headed to. Mm-hmm. And I mean, that's why we come in here, is to realize that this is just merely a fraction of life that we're going to be able to live.
Yes.
It's awesome. I mean, you know, just think about it. We have a mansion. We're going to walk on streets paved in gold. Oh, gosh, hallelujah. That just tears me up. I like gold. I've never been able to afford much of it, but you just imagine I could walk around on streets paved in gold. Yes, ma'am. Hallelujah. Pearly gates. I get to see my Lord, my Savior. I get to sit with Him. And you know, I've always been fascinated by the beast that sit on each side of the Lord and repeat, holy, holy. Amen. Gosh, I mean, just the makeup of them, it's unreal. And then just think the angels will wait on us, if you will. Gosh, it's awesome, guys. I mean, it's just totally awesome. We serve an awesome God, amen? Mm-hmm. We serve a mighty God. Excuse me, is something wrong with the piano? Swing it.
Whatever may
And on that day, when my strength is failing, the end draws near, and my time has come, still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forevermore.
Oh, bless the Lord,
and bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship His holy name.
Hallelujah.
Ushers, would you come forth right now, please? Heavenly Father, I just thank you for another opportunity to give our tithes and offers to you, Heavenly Father. I just thank you for that. I thank you for filling our storehouses, Lord. And I thank you for pouring those blessings out on us daily, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Say, you're rich in love and you're slow to anger. Your name is great and your heart is kind. For all your goodness I will keep on singing. 10,000 for my heart to find.
Oh, bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh, my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, strength is failing, the end draws near, and my time has come. Still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forever.
I know sometimes the enemy comes in and he really, really tries to overrun you. But you know, there's one thing about it, and I found out I found it out these last couple of weeks. And one of those things is that if you can't walk, it affects all of you. I mean, it affects your whole system. And I'm sure that hopers realize that. But you just, and I've been dealing with something the last couple of weeks, and I told the world all that I've gone through, and all that I've come through, and the times I've stared death in the face. I said, I'm not going to give in to some trivial circumstances just because the enemy's trying to stop me. And let me tell you this, and I've got preaching time coming up in September. I'm preaching on the first Sunday and the second Sunday of September. Now I'm doing the voice fix between the two sermons. So the first time I preach, I'll be preaching with this voice. The next time I preach, I'll be preaching with my new voice. But anyway, the Lord's given me these messages, and every time I think I've got it together, another one pops up. And just on and on. But the two messages are this. One of them is going to be based on the idea my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And the other one is out of the heart springs the issues of life. And I've gathered so much stuff on those things, and I said, Lord, you can't preach it all. He said, no, you just need to pick out what it is you're going to preach and put it together like I tell you to. But one of the things that I found out in my study and in the revelation that God's given me, getting ready for this, did you know that you have never had a fair fight with the devil? He has never fought you in a fair fight. And you know why? Because he's afraid of you. Now the sad part is, in Christianity, most Christians are afraid of the devil. Now, I'll tell you how much, and this will come up again in one of the messages about the destroyed for lack of knowledge. And one of the things that's going to come up in that is that I'm going to say, you don't know how much the devil's afraid of you. You know how much he's afraid of you? You remember the story of Elisha, the king of Syria? One man, one prophet, and he sent an entire army to surround the city. One man. One man. And Gehazi, he had a fit. He came in and told Elisha, do you understand what kind of mess we've got? Have you looked at it? Have you seen all these people? Have you seen those soldiers, those chariots? Have you seen them? And Elisha says to Gehazi, will you just calm down? There's one thing you have to remember, Gehazi. There are more with us than there are with him. And there's another scripture that says, if God be for you, who can be against you? And when you think that the devil's got the upper hand over you, just remember, he's so afraid of you, if you called him out, he won't come and stand face to face and gunfight with you. He'll have somebody up on the roof trying to ambush you. He'll have somebody around the corner. He'll have a set of circumstances going on. He'll be doing everything he can to bring you down, not because he has the power to, but because he's trickery. He's tricky and treacherous. And that's what I want to say to you this morning. He's so afraid of you that he'll go to any means with any amount of power and force, a show of force, to back you down. He cannot defeat you. He can only cause you to run in fear. And that's the way he works. Don't give in to him. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Is it true today that when people pray, clouded skies will break, kings and queens will shake? Yes, it's true, and I believe it. I'm living for you. Is it true today that when people pray, we'll see dead men rise, yeah, and the blind set free? Yes, it's true, and I believe it. I'm living for you. Today, that when people pray, with the fire of God and the truth in hand, we'll see miracles.
Hallelujah.
We'll see angels sing. We'll see broken hearts changing history. Say, yes, it's true, and we believe it. We're living for you.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be a history maker in this land. A speaker of truth to all mankind. I'm gonna stand. I'm gonna run into your arms. Into your arms. I'm gonna be a history maker. Gonna be a speaker of truth to all mankind. I'm gonna stand. I'm gonna run into your arms. Into your arms.
Say
into your arms. Into your arms.
Thank you, Lord God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord
Jesus.
Woo. Hallelujah.
Praise the name of Jesus.
How do you be a history maker? Or how would you be a history maker? That's better said. That's better said. Being obedient. Doing what you're called to do. Delivering the word. Praying for people. Helping people. Having a heart for the Lord. It's simply put. Amen. It's already been drawn out for us, guys. It really has. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, no matter what we come in here and do, if you gain it all in here and you don't go share it, what good is it doing you? I mean, really, are we helping the kingdom any at all that way is what I'm trying to say. I mean, I know that we shouldn't run around like babbling idiots, but you never know where you may bring the word forth, who you may be reaching. Sometimes I feel like I've been put in some of the most awkward situations. I can't either. That ain't funny. I found my network connection. That phone told a lie. I know where I'm connected at. Hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah.
Laugh at the devil. Laugh at the devil.
Wow. That song Dad and him said, Satan is under my feet. That's right. He's right there. Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to put a pack of this phone in my pocket, Shirley. Amen. Amen. Oh, hallelujah.
I want to share this about yesterday. You know, we've been singing, you know, History Maker. But every time we do it, you know, I think back of how the Word of God has changed people's lives, you know. And we are history makers. And yesterday when all those kids and the youth and all of us were standing up here in the front and they were singing, greater is He that is living in me. He's conquered our enemies. Oh, and then they would go, no power of darkness, no weapon prevails. We stand here in victory. And I'm thinking, one day, they're going to go out of here, and they're going to be in a situation, and that song's going to be embedded in their spirits.
Amen.
And the enemy's going to come at them, and what's going to come in their head, because all the Bible verses that we sang and all the word that we sang all this year, invariably, I get in a situation, and it's a song. It's a word. It's a promise that I learned to sing, and they're going to that's going to come back to them. And that's why we do it, church. That's why we do it, is to embed Amen. That word on the inside. You know, a lot of things you can do for kids, but when you have a way of putting that word on the inside of them through the music and through the songs or whatever, then I tell you what, we have done our job. And they go out of here, and that's inside, and the word does not return void. Amen? I just want to thank you, church, that you provided for yesterday. You know, it took 16 adults and about 7 or 8 youth to take care of about 17 or 18 children. But everybody had their place and their part. And you did it. And, you know, we want to praise God. You know, this whole service is about giving God the glory. Amen? Mm-hmm. Give Him the glory for something He's done in your life, something you go back years ago, a memory that church made in your life, and it brought you through a situation. Amen? Come Amen. On, church. Let's come on, stand to your feet and just give
Hallelujah.
God the glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Come on, let's just give Him the glory
Thank
for the
you,
Word
Jesus.
Of God that's been sown into our hearts.
Thank you, Lord God.
The people that's influenced your life.
Thank you,
put
Jesus.
The Word into your life. And when you
Thank
got
you, Lord,
in a situation, Hallelujah. There was that Word right in front of you. Amen. Hallelujah,
Hallelujah.
Brother.
Thank you,
We're
Lord.
Ready. Glory
Praise
to God,
God
for that. We're ready. Amen.
good news of great joy for every woman and every man.
This will be a sign to you,
a baby born in Bethlehem.
Come and worship, do not be afraid.
A company of angels, glory in the highest,
and on the earth a peace among
those in whom his favor rests.
Oh, come and worship, do not be afraid.
Oh, no,
my soul, magnifies the Lord, my soul, magnifies the Lord. He has done great things for me, great things for me.
Yeah. Unto you a child is born, unto us the Son is given.
Let every heart prepare his throne,
let every nation under heaven.
Come and worship, do not be afraid.
Say,
my soul, magnifies the Lord, my soul. Magnifies the Lord. He has done great things for me, great things for me. My soul, magnifies the Lord. My soul, magnifies the Lord. He has done great things for me, great things for me.
There will be no end. He'll establish it with his righteousness, and he shall reign on David's throne, and his name shall be from this day on.
Wonderful Counselor,
and his name shall be
Everlasting Father. My soul magnifies the Lord.
done great things for me. Great things for me.
On the throne, there will be no end. He'll establish it with his righteousness, and he shall reign on David's throne, and his name shall be from this day on.
For wonderful.
Building up the last few months, I just realized that this past couple of weeks I've had a David experience. You know, when you read and all the things about in the Psalms and David, you know, oh Lord, where the enemies are all around, you know, everything's going on. And then he says, but God, you are. I've had those kind of moments these past couple of weeks. And based on what they were saying a while ago and about what we're putting into us, I'd be going through something and I would really be in that first part of the chapter. You know, and when David in the Psalm, the first part of the chapter is, oh Lord, woe is me and I don't know how I'm going to get through this. And then finally the second half of the chapter is, thank you Lord God for the victory that you always cause us to triumph and all like that. And I'd be in those stressful places. And nobody knows what you like except the people that are right there with you. Do that, Laverne. And I just happened to remember when they were talking. And I don't know how many times this past couple of weeks, but all of a sudden when I wasn't at my best, I'd hear rising up in me, if you've got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's the way maker. If you need freedom and saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And that would repeat. And I didn't go looking for it. I mean, you know, if you know what I'm talking about, sometimes you get in situations and you just sit there and you just, and all of a sudden, suddenly, that you begins to come out of the heart, the mouth speaks. Sometimes our hearts can fluctuate. But when I'm talking about heart, I'm not talking about the spirit. I'm talking about that part of us we call the soulless realm that makes the decisions and has the emotions and does all of that. I mean, I don't care how much faith you've got. If somebody hits you on the big toe with a hammer, it's going to hurt. Your faith would get you through the hurt. Your faith didn't stop them from hitting you with a hammer, but your faith will get you through the hurt. And sometimes the devil may ambush you. You feel like you've been wounded mortally. But your faith will get you through the hurt. If it's in there, it'll come out. If it's not in there, and don't misunderstand what I'm saying, it may be a little too late sometime. Go out and try to look for it. Oh, well, I just need faith. No, you need to have that faith. You know, you don't. If you have to pick something up and get it off of you that weighs 200 pounds, And if you don't get it off of you, you're going to die. You don't need to wait till that 200-pound weight's on you before you start trying to lift weights. You need to start, you need to be practicing all the way through. That's what studying the Word of God is. That's what's coming together in the church. That's what praising God is, as a corporate body does. It's that it builds you up so that when that time comes, when that weight falls on you, you know you got the strength and you got people around you that'll help you throw it off. Hallelujah. Excuse me, I'm done, I think.
It was brought to my attention just a little while back in the service. They can. You can't hear me. But y'all can't hear me. I can hear me. But anyway, it was brought to my attention just a moment ago that we had a birthday this week, about Wednesday, somewhere or another. And this child is like one of my kids. So, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you. Amen, Sarah. Yes, ma'am.
Sister Laverne was talking about the words that the kids get and how it's going to come forth. Well, you know, my daughter is part of the word that came out of this church. And she's walked through things. But I see a maturity and I see her pushing into God. This year, she prayed over her kids the first day of school. And she posted that prayer on Facebook. And she meant it. And I have seen her walk through things. And she will curl up in a corner and she starts singing, "My God is an awesome God." It was a song that Miss Laverne taught them in Christian school. And it was their theme song for years. You remember it, don't you, Miriam? "My God is an awesome God." And she would just cry when things got bad. And that song she would sing over and over. "My God is an awesome God." And that awesome God has brought her through. But I have a word for a young lady here. Jennifer, you are part of that youth that sung, "My God is an awesome God," are you not? He wants me to tell you, daughter, you have been looking for love in so many different places and looking for fulfillment and looking for acceptance. And you have looked in some places that have not been good. But he's here to tell you, he loves you not one iota less for anything that your past has done, because your past is under the blood. Amen. It is as if today, when you take that step, you're starting anew. The past is the past. And if you will push into him and let him become the lover of your soul and your father and your husband, he will get you through and you will be one of the strongest, finest mothers that God has ever called into motherhood. He is that awesome. That awesome God you sung about, Jennifer, is as strong and stronger in you than it was back then. Push into that love. Grab a hold of that love. And when that love fills every pore in your body, you will have no lack. You will have clarity. You will make good decisions. And you will have the strength to stand up against negative ones. He wants me to tell you, Jennifer, with everything in me, he loves you. He loves every part of you. And he has never stopped.
Amen. Hallelujah. I think God is trying to get the message today about his love. Amen.